Cases of infants dying in their sleep are on the increase nationally. The top law enforcement officer in one western Massachusetts county is joining with public health officials to urge new parents to follow the guidance for proper sleeping arrangements for children under 12 months. Hamden District Attorney Anthony Galluni said he was alarmed to find that through the first half of the year, there had been six cases where infants died from asphyxiation in their sleep, a number that matches the yearly average for sudden infant deaths in the county.
I want to emphasize how important this is to protect our babies, our infants in this county, in this region, with this advisory. So I urge expecting parents and new parents to please pay attention to this.
The cases prompted Galluni to join with doctors at Bay State Children's Hospital to put out a warning along with guidance to parents of newborns. Investigators with the DA's office are required by law to investigate each case because it is considered an unattended death.
With these investigations, they're obviously particularly tragic. There is usually not a criminal element, and the cases about which I'm talking do not, to this point, involve any criminal activity.
Galluni would not discuss any of the recent cases of sudden infant death in detail, but suggested each involved parents taking their babies into bed with them where the baby accidentally suffocates. He said the tragedies cut across socioeconomic lines. By the time an infant is discovered unresponsive in bed, there is usually little that can be done to revive the baby, according to Dr. Ian Goodman, a pediatric emergency doctor.
The best treatment for it is to prevent it from happening in the first place. So all of the medical interventions that we have are generally unable to reverse what could have been prevented by safe sleep hygiene.
Dr. Andrew Balder, a pediatrician and medical director at Bay State Mason Square Neighborhood Health Center, urged parents to know the ABCs of safe sleeping for infants. He explained it means that babies should always sleep alone, on their back, in a crib with a firm mattress and no stuffed animals. The crib should be near the parent's bed.
The safest way to put a child to sleep. It's a challenge for many. It's one we can overcome. And we want every child to grow up and be healthy, reach their full potential, reach their full expected age, and no family to suffer this tragedy.
Although new parents are usually counseled in the hospital about safe sleeping practices before they go home with their newborn, the information does not always sink in.
Messages for change almost have to be continual. Mm-hmm. And we need to figure out how to do that. And we put a poster on a bus a couple of years ago. So people who looked at the bus a lot saw it, but most people didn't.
Balder cited a recent study in the Journal of the American Medical Association that found social media to be an effective way to communicate the safe sleeping message to new parents.
I'm not a social media guy, but using those to make these messages frequent, continual, reinforcing, motivational, not punitive.
In 2015, there were roughly 3,700 sudden infant deaths nationally, with about 900 blamed on accidental suffocation or strangulation in bed, according to the National Centers for Disease Control. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.